studio with us from the Northfield Community Action Center, Anika Reichert. Anika, did I get your name right that time?
Sure.
You didn't sound too convincing there.
Anika Richner.
Richard.
Richner.
I got that all the way wrong,
it's
didn't
totally
I?
Fine.
I apologize for that. I will get that right, though. Let's talk about Super Shelf. First of all, you are with the Community Action Center now. Give us a little background on yourself. You're relatively new to it.
I'm brand new at CAC. I've mm-hmm. been there for almost 3 months, and I came from another organization just north of here. I was there for 16 years. So.
All right. What is your history? Do you have a nonprofit history? Or?
I did work at a similar organization, and I have a background in social work.
All right. We were talking before we went on the air here. You're also Emmett's mother, and we know Emmett here from our friend Erling Kindom, who
yes.
was for many years a regular on the Wayne Eddy Affair a little bit later on. And Erling, what a nice guy, but a lot of folks will remember his buddy from next door is what was then 4 or 5 years old or so.
He was 3 at the time, and he's 7 now.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Erling was a wonderful friend.
Yeah, and he's no longer with us, but that gives you a little perspective, so you have some background with kind of a odd sort of way with KYMN.
Yeah.
So we'd like to welcome you here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Super Shelf. That's what we're going to be it's coming to a Northfield. Tell us what it is and how this whole thing got to be.
Sure. Super Shelf is just, it's a model that helps transform food shelves. It's becoming kind of the gold standard for food shelves across Minnesota. And so it started about 4 years ago in partnership between Health Partners and a food shelf up in Stillwater. And it has grown to include the University of Minnesota and a food bank called the Food Group. And so the idea is to transform food shelves to be more welcoming environments that create healthy choices for people for food. And it's really about creating a dignified experience for people that are food insecure and need help.
You know, I would imagine the people who market food in the grocery store probably are aware of what just presentation and the marketing of something has to do with people's attitudes towards that. And if you could... My assumption would be if you could make it, a good healthy meal look very attractive to them, that's part of the battle.
It is, and the model is really based on behavioral economics principles.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps. What it does is it makes the healthiest choice the easiest choice for people. If I tell you, you shouldn't eat that, that's not really healthy for you, what are you going to do?
I hear that all the time, and I still eat that stuff.
You're probably
going
to eat it, right? So this is a really strength-based way to create a healthy environment, so you almost don't think about it. But you can fill up your cart with lots of healthy produce, fresh meat, dairy, things like that, and it just helps create better health outcomes for the community, actually.
Yeah, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that this started out in Minnesota because we do have, of course, the healthcare community here. We also have a lot of food-based industry here and tend to be somewhat progressive in things like that. Who kind of led this whole thing? You'd mentioned a couple of organizations. Are there some individuals that have involved that have kind of spearheaded it? Or?
Yes. Marna Canterbury from Health Partners has been one of the leading advocates for Super Shelf, one of the leaders in it, and also Liz Riley from Valley Outreach Food Shelf in Stillwater. And then bringing on the University of Minnesota has been wonderful. Actually, the Super Shelf itself has been given a National Institute of Health grant to evaluate the model. And what happened was the advisory team sent out an RFP to request for proposal to all food shelves across Minnesota, hoping they would get 8 that would apply to be part of it. And they got 52 food shelves that applied to be a part, and they could only choose 8. And CAC was one of those 8. So we're very fortunate to have been chosen because it's, like I said, it's becoming the gold standard. So it's pretty popular and people want it. And it really brings a lot of support to your food shelf to help you make those changes.
Now, this, you have to do a whole lot more than just hang a new sign outside of the door. What does it entail and where is Northfield CAC at in the process?
Sure. One of the biggest reasons we were chosen is because of the already dignified experience that we provide. They really wanted to choose food shelves that had a focus on helping people feel good when they come to you and feel welcome. Because that is the kind of the heart of the matter. That is what we really want. And then we have to work on sourcing. So lots of times at the food shelves, you'll see canned goods and things like that. We want to source fresh, healthy vegetables and fruits. We want to source meat. We want to source dairy. And that takes time. We have to work with our local grocers. We have to work with farmers. And then at the end, that's when we transform and we really redesign the space.
Wow. So are you, is this, as far as where you're at right now, are you developing some of those local relationships? Is that what you're doing? Have you had those established already?
We've had some really great relationships established with our local retailers. Last mm-hmm. year, we actually rescued over 240,000 pounds of food from local grocers. So that's something we're looking to build on even more with local farmers and also increasing refrigeration so that we can keep those foods fresher for longer.
Yeah, that I know that is one of the things that the CAC is going to be doing in the very near future. And you receive a grant for, I recall hearing something about that refrigeration thing.
Yes, we haven't received it, but Carleton mm-hmm. College's Center for Civic and Community Engagement actually, in partnership with the City of Northfield and CAC, applied for a grant to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
Mm-hmm.
In the hopes that we would be able to put in a walk-in cooler and freezer.
All right.
Yeah.
And where is all this going to? Are you going to say in the same location?
Same location. Yep. We have a great space at mm-hmm. at the NCRC, the Northfield Community Resource Center, and it's just about kind of reorganizing the space.
Now, I would imagine with that, there's going to become some type of construction or rebuilding of the inside. When will that be taking place?
Probably early August.
Okay.
Will be the transformation.
And when will you actually become the super shelf? When will it open?
We'll probably only have to close for business maybe a day.
Okay.
Or we might do it over a weekend. So it mm-hmm. should not disrupt service really at all.
Wow, we're looking forward to that. How many, as far as the CAC and how many people they serve with the food shelf, do you have any numbers on that? How many people in the area that go to that?
Yeah, we actually serve about 1,000 individuals a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we serve a lot of people right here in the community of Northfield who are experiencing food insecurity. And really that means that some families, some individuals in Northfield don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are skipping meals, taking turns, eating within a family. And really, most of the people that come to us are working. Their budgets just don't stretch far enough to cover all of their expenses. And so a food shelf is really important. And also the most expensive items in a grocery store are the ones that are healthiest for you. So if food shelves can source those foods and make them, display them nicely and encourage people, we really feel like that's important. And actually, in surveys that we've done, over 90% of people that access food shelves are telling us that's what they want. And they know how to cook. They know how to prepare. They just don't have enough money to afford those healthy foods.
Yeah, and getting those healthy foods to them makes such a big difference in every aspect mm-hmm. of their life. And it just goes through everything. Anika, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the CAC or about the Super Shelf?
We actually are looking for more volunteers.
So okay.
If this sounds exciting for you and you want to get involved, we would love to have your help.
Is there any particular expertise that they would need, or is it just, you know, strong back or time available?
Yes, a strong back, but not necessarily. That's uh-huh. one job. But we have other people that help our customers and our clients shop when they come to the food shelf. So mm-hmm. it's a client choice model. So when people come, they actually choose their own food. But we have volunteers that walk with them and help them and answer questions. We have volunteers that do pick up food from local grocers. We have volunteers that sort it when they come back to the food shelf. We have a lot of different opportunities depending on where your areas of interest lie. So if you're interested, you can visit our website at www.communityactioncenter.org.
Well, it's amazing all the things that go into that that you don't think of. Yeah, you do need a lot of volunteers to make that whole thing work. So
yeah.
Once again, go to the website then. All right. Well, Anika, thank you so much for coming in.
We certainly
appreciate it. We'll keep in touch when the Super Shelf opens up, and it sounds like a very exciting program and another very good addition to Northfield. So
thank you very much.
And let me make sure I got your last name right. Reichner?
Richner.
It's not that tough. Wow.
You got the first name right. That's amazing.
Anika, thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.